Well, Jesus takes Peter and John and James, and they go climb a mountain. That mountain, we know who that mountain was. That was Mount Tabor, which is in northern Israel, not too far from the Sea of Galilee. I actually went up that mountain myself, but I did it on a bus, because it's quite a climb. But I have climbed other mountains. I climbed up Mount Katahdin with my godson. I climbed the Mountain of the Sun, the mountain behind Machu Picchu. So mountain climbing is fascinating. What all mountain climbing has in common is that when you reach the top, you get the big picture view. The big picture view. You're from the top of Katahdin, you can see all the way to the mountains south, Mount Washington down to New Hampshire, and you can see all the way to Acadia National Park. You see the big picture from the top of Kilimanjaro. You can see the plains of Serengeti. So you can see things. You get the big picture. And that's what's happening here in today's gospel reading. Jesus takes James and John and Peter up the top of the mountain so that they can get the big picture. But not the big picture of geography, the big picture of their spiritual future, the big picture of salvation, the big picture of what Jesus is about. And that's revealed to them as Jesus is transfigured. What that means is Jesus appears to them as Jesus is going to appear when he's resurrected. That's what that means. It's a forelook into the future of the resurrected Christ, the Christ who has already gone through the cross, taking upon himself all of our sins, and then rising from the dead, opening the gates of heaven for all who believe in him. And that's the big picture. Well, sometimes we need a big picture event to put things in perspective. Sometimes we all get bogged down in our daily concerns and our daily challenges that we lose sight of what the big picture of our life is about, especially for young people in this very challenging world. So for more than two decades now, St. Malachy has been sending our teens up a mountain. Well, a big hill. It's not technically a mountain, but it is on top of a hill. St. Francis University in Steubenville. If you've ever been there, you'll know. You drive, believe me, you don't want to walk it. You go up top of this big hill, and there's the whole university. And they're there, and just like Peter and John and James are experiencing the resurrected Christ, have a beautiful experience of the Lord, so too have our teens upon that hill have received beautiful experiences of the Lord, especially when there is Eucharistic devotion and procession. It's very powerful. I've experienced it. To look at 1,200 teens in awe and on their knees praying because of their faith as the Lord Jesus himself passes by in procession in the monstrance. It's very touching and moving. And it really helps deepen the faith of our young people, a faith that they need deepen in our very troubling times.